Hey and welcome to Simply Business, from Essex to East London. Here we go, another exciting episode, this one featuring my guest, Ben Hartley, who's a magician.
Are Jaffa Cakes a biscuit or a cake?
Yes, biscuit.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Fly.
What is your least favourite chore?
Least favourite? I don't think I have any. Chores are horrible anyway.
Your least favourite? The one you want to do the least?
The one I want to do least, possibly Hoover.
Okay, Hoover. One thing you would definitely take to a desert island?
Water.
Water to do, all right, yeah, fair enough. What came first, chicken or egg?
Chicken.
Okay, and if you could ask one of these type of questions or see it appear in a future podcast for somebody else, what question would you ask someone else?
Oh, gosh.
An even or a...
I don't know, I would think of stuff similar to that, like what would you take to a desert island?
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to apologise to anyone watching or listening, just in case the sound... Well, the video doesn't come out as good as normal because we are in a Costa in Goodmayes, so we can't control all of the sound that's going on, but hopefully it'll come out all right. And now we're going to dive in and just talk to Ben. So first of all, Ben, can you tell the people that are listening about yourself? Where you're from, what your hobbies are, an overview of how you got to where you are today.
Cool. So yeah, I'm Ben. I'm from London, South Woodford. Professional magician of 15 years, well, professionally for about six, but doing magic for 15 years. It's taken me around the world, performing across the US, teaching magic to kids in the summer camp and celebrities there as well, and Australia. I've bust on the streets and done gigs on luxurious yachts and stuff like that. All around Europe, mainly UK London based, doing corporate events, weddings and parties and magic shows. I'm a member of the Magic Circle, which is the world's most prestigious magic club. What else? I've been a sponsored magician. I'm a demonstrator for Marvin's Magic in Hamleys. Nearly forgot that one, and that's like one thing I do a lot of.
So make sure if you're going to Hamleys anytime soon, you watch out and go.
Yeah, definitely. Come and see me on the ground floor, the floor you walk into. I'm right at the back. You'll see me shouting to everyone, getting them all over, stealing the crowd from everyone else.
Nice.
Yep. Come and buy some stuff. You know, give me a bit of cheeky commission on top. Exactly. But yeah, other than that, magic, I do. What else do you do
outside of magic?
I fly aeroplane. Oh, that's my boss calling me.
Take it.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, so why Ben takes that call and we're not going to listen in, I thought it was a good opportunity to ask if you wouldn't mind liking, sharing, commenting on this episode or any of the others, and please let me know if there's anybody else you think I should get on the podcast. Right, I think that's Ben done, so let's get back to it.
All right, cool. Back to
this. Cool, we'll just cut that out, or yep. We'll just stop it or bleep it or whatever, so we're just going to carry on. What else? Outside of magic, what else
outside of magic, I fly aeroplanes as a hobby when I have the money.
Cool, that's what most people do, I think. Yeah, it's just a hobby one.
Yeah, well, I'm training to do that, and I'm also a qualified speedboat driver, but again...
That's something that... Can you give us something a little bit unusual, you know? You do magic, you fly planes and drive speedboats.
I like adventurous lifestyle, I guess.
Sounds good.
An expensive one, even though I can't afford them all the time. But yeah, you know. Other than that, to be fair, not a lot. I like to just chill.
It sounds like you're pretty busy already, so.
Yeah. Magic does take up a lot of time, and obviously the flying when I can afford it. But other than that, I just like to go out and socialise with friends, go and explore, go and travel. But yeah, you know.
So I've got, the question is, how did you come up with the idea of your kind of business? But I'm assuming actually the more question really is, how did you get into it?
Okay.
What was it that sparked you to want to do it?
All right, okay. So I'm 23 now. I started when I was 8, so you know, more than half my lifetime ago. One of my old school friends used to do it a lot more than what I did and he sparked my interest. He gave me one of his tricks, which was a Marvin's Magic product. And then from there, I went into just doing it as like a little hobby, putting on shows for like family and stuff. And then when I was 12, I joined the Air Cadets. And as much as I still loved magic, I didn't do it as much. My interest in flying airplanes became more of a priority. And so, then a few years into that, that being so expensive to fly, and my brother said to me, why don't you get back into the magic, because you know you're so bored at home not doing much because of the flying being so pricey. So I got back into that, and then from there I did the Camp America, which is what I mainly done in America, and I taught magic, and that kind of built my spark up to then do it more, and then thought, well, why not do this professionally? So yeah, it's just taken off from there, really.
So you're giving a lot of credit to your brother?
I mean, I guess some.
Older or younger?
They're older, my brothers. They're 31 and 29. So, okay. Yeah, quite a gap.
So, one of them kind of push you in
a bit, yeah, because he saw, like everyone, how expensive the flying is, and saw that I was just bored, not doing much else, because I really, like, my ultimate goal, I guess it's still sort of there, is to be a commercial airliner pilot, though. I'm not really, really aiming for that now, because the magic is going well, and flying, like, to get all your licenses to become a commercial airliner pilot is about £120,000, and I don't see myself having that anytime soon. So,
well, you never know if the magic really takes
up,
you know.
Maybe I need to become famous in that first to happen, but again, that's also something I got to really work for.
So, but we've got to, it's not every day I come across someone who's in the magic circle or who's a magician, and I thought it'd be really great, obviously, for the podcast, for people to kind of see how that as a business works. So can you maybe tell people where you are in the world of your business as a magician, almost a bit like the mechanics about how it works, you know, what you're looking for? And
so, I mean, to get work, let's start off with that. I have to constantly perform. That's the one way I get it. I'm always, wherever I go, have a pack of cards on me, like I do right here. You know, and if I see the opportunity to perform, potentially maybe getting a gig from it, I'll take it.
We're in a Costa right now. Do you see a potential to perform?
I could.
Just asking.
I mean, there's some people just chilling, you know, but then you have to be careful, like, because it's Costa, they might not allow her to.
Of course.
Like, I've been a member of the Magic Circle near us, there's a Nando's, we've been kicked out of there because we entertain their guests.
Too much magic.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason.
Too much magic.
Excuse me, can you leave? Yeah.
Are you doing too much magic?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what they said, which is kind of stupid because we're entertaining their guests.
Of course,
nothing,
for free as well.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
But yeah, other than that, you know, it's just word of mouth, a lot of that, or just putting posters up in places, people contacting me, like, through phone or, like, emails.
And they come direct through you, or you have an agent?
I don't have an agent. No, that's too expensive. Okay. I'm a magician, I'm poor. So they contact me directly, or, again, the Magic Circle sometimes, like,
help.
Or on, like, so Facebook, there's a group called like Magic Gig Share, where loads of magicians are part of that, and if they've got a gig that they can't do, they then put the details onto there, and loads of magicians apply for that. That's another way. Or again, because I know so many other magicians, we help each other out.
Of course.
Like, there's a few venues I perform at regularly, which is Grand Trunk Road in South Woodford, Breeze Restaurant, which is where is that? It's somewhere. I
can't Google it, you'll find it.
Yeah. It's near Enfield. Essex House in Chinkford, which is a club. But yeah, if I can't ever do like that night, I contact another magician who's maybe local and can cover for me. Or again, if they've got a venue and they can't do it, I cover them.
Does that become, again, I don't know how it works, so I'm just kind of throwing out questions here. Does that become sometimes like detrimental if you can't do it? Like, somebody else goes in and then kind of takes your gig? It doesn't really work like that. It's a pretty nice community to help each other out.
Sometimes, I mean, even down to the venue, sometimes they might not want another magician, so they're like, okay, just leave it for that week. But if they do, then yeah, we work together.
Okay.
Obviously, there's other magicians I would choose over certain other ones. Not because of their ability and stuff, it's maybe because we're closer in distance and just more friendly with each other.
And tell people the kind of services you offer. So hopefully this is the kind of the wider aim of the podcast, is that people will listen to this and realize that there's actually small businesses or people or freelancers around their local that they can actually tap into, rather than going for the first thing that comes up in Google. Hopefully that way. So tell people that are listening that don't necessarily know what services you offer, and I know that you're a magician, but I'm assuming there's some kind
so
of
So I'll purpose. Start off with the one thing that I get a lot of, and it kind of bugs me a little, is I'm not a children's magician. I get so much of that and it bugs
no
me.
No children.
So please, all right. No children magic. I get so much of that and it annoys me to have to turn it down, because obviously at the end of the day it's money.
Of course. But
it's not I don't like children. I mean, I work in Hamleys, like,
of course,
deal with children most of the day, and I've, you know,
that might
I've
be part of the reason as well. You're dealing with most of the day, you don't want to continue to deal with them into that.
Get real. No, you're just, it's just, it's a totally different type of magic.
Yeah,
like,
of
adults,
course.
You can, you know, do so much more, be more cheeky and have more of a laugh and that. And but so, yeah, I do corporate events, weddings, and like adult parties, birthday parties, that kind of stuff.
And ideally, what's your ideal? Like, if I could just do this all the time, or most of the time?
I mean, the one if I got work purely for one of those three, weddings. Because weddings, everyone's happy.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, you know, everyone's just, it's a nice, because everyone's mingling in that. So that's the good thing about magic, especially at weddings. It's the perfect icebreaker for more people to get to know each other and talk about it as well. So
great, weddings, all right. Bear that in mind if you've got a wedding coming up.
Then I'm UK available, so wherever you are.
Oh, look, you can probably fly anywhere in the UK.
Yeah,
so you know.
Yeah, you'd have to pay for that flight.
Just so you know. Okay, so that's kind of giving people a background of where we're going, what you kind of offer, who you are and what you do. We're going to kind of go a little bit more into you and your business, I suppose, as it is. So how do you have you interacted or engaged with the local community through your business recently? So this podcast is all about Essex to East London. So how do you, you can go anywhere in the UK.
Area.
Exactly.
So aside from those gigs that are like people's private events, I do also put on public events or attend other public events. Like recently, Woodford, which is next to where I live, South Woodford, there's been Woodford Festival, and like a part of that they have loads of different events, and one of them was a magic night at a local pub. So there was me and about six other magicians from the magic circle.
Amazing.
Who just went there and just entertained the guests. Recently there was another Wanted Festival in the park. I just went around doing magic at the fair.
And do they contact you to just get you in for that? And
sometimes they do, or I contact them myself, like, you know, saying, oh, you know, I'm a local magician, would you like me to come along and perform?
And often those kind of deals that involve you in your community, are they paid or are they assumed that they're not?
Some aren't, but
all depends.
You know, I don't mind so much, like, especially if it's a charity one.
Of course. So the other question, which kind of gets people not really knowing what to say, because obviously it's kind of on record, but what's something that the community could do to help you as a small business? I know it's a magician, so it might not be necessarily that, but you come under Redbridge, right? What could Redbridge do as a community? What could the local community do to support and help you to grow? Or
I've not really thought of that, but thinking of that right now, the one thing, because I mean, aside from the close-up magic, which is what I specialise in, I do love performing on stage, and I would love to do a lot more of that. So maybe if there was like a venue within Redbridge that had, you know, a nice stage and could do me, like, say, a weekly magic show or a monthly magic show, that'd be cool, because then, you know, it's something I enjoy doing and something the community.
And I suppose they can make that work for themselves in terms of a deal as well, and tie you into if you're regular and and also local, homegrown, you know, that kind of talent. I feel like there's definitely something, you know, within that. So if you own a venue and you're listening to this, or if you know someone who owns a venue that wants a magician, a regular one, get in contact with Ben. He'll leave his details and it'll be in all in the...
Redbridge Drama Centre, if you're listening, that's a good venue.
There you go. If you're listening, there you go. If you want a regular magician, we've scouted you one already. So moving on, so I run a company called Simply Create, and one of my things is all about how people are in their businesses are being creative. Now, with a magician, I'm assuming there's quite a big element to that, whereas I've talked to other people where it's not necessarily at the forefront, but it is still within it. So it's me basically highlighting creativity in the workplace. So for you, how do you stay creative? What do you do to be creative? And what elements of creativity lie within you being a magician?
I mean, being a magician, it is an art form, so it is very creative. You know, I'm constantly coming up with new ideas and for tricks and that, putting those together. When I'm not gigging, I'm at home working on new effects or just writing down ideas, coming up with a show. So,
okay. And is that kind of almost all the time?
Pretty much all the time. I mean, you know, I could be sitting watching a film, nothing magic related, and all of a sudden I was like, I just thought of that. Or like if I'm driving or wherever, listening to music, sometimes I'm like, that'd be the perfect song for this routine.
Okay, great. So you're using stuff around you to bring into your magic show or your tricks.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Can you tell listeners something at the moment that you're struggling with within your business? If not now, then you have done recently in the past. So something that you think, yeah, as a business person, I'm lacking this, or I'm struggling with this, or as a magician, I'm struggling with this.
I guess being a magician, being an entertainer in general, you get different times of the year where you're busier more than other times. Like the summer, that's busier for like children entertainers, whereas me, maybe not so much, but more in the way of like weddings. And at the moment, it's a little, dead with gigs. Okay. But I've got Marvin's Magic, so.
And so the struggle is continuously getting more work.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I have at least one or two a week, but I would love that to pick up.
Okay.
Every day.
So struggling with getting new customers, which I suppose lots of businesses do struggle with.
Like Christmas time, I'm pretty much booked up with that, but it's just
you ain't got a chance if you've got a wedding at Christmas. You're near enough. Get in contact right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you might be lucky. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few wedding fairs coming up. So yeah, come along to one of those. Book me there.
Yeah, I saw a wedding fair the other day, and I was wondering if you were
going.
Might
be me who promoted it on Instagram.
I think it was you actually. After all of that. What do you think? And again, not sure how the question works, but it'll be really interesting to find out. What do you think is most unique about you and your business? And obviously you're a magician, so I'm assuming magicians.
Obviously there's loads of other magicians. To make myself stand out from them, I guess I am a creator in the magic world, whereas like some magicians, they just do magic, they go and buy that prop and then they use it, they learn it and use that. Whereas me, I get props, I adapt it to my own way, or I just forget about buying stuff and try and create stuff from what's around me.
Nice.
There's that. I mentor other magicians younger. I've travelled around with it, whereas a lot of magicians haven't.
In one area and focus on that?
A lot of them are just UK, whereas me obviously haven't taken it abroad.
And there is a difference in the audience in different countries?
Oh yeah, I mean, not that I mean to be rude to Londoners, but they're possibly the most unfriendliest people of where I've been around the world.
Londoners need to learn to smile more. Stop taking life so seriously all the time.
Definitely.
Jeez. I know, you walk around, you get on a train, no one wants to look at you, no one wants to smile at you. Engagement must be really hard to just get
it
going.
It is, especially in Hamleys as well. You got to have a smile on your face and be like, hi, come on over, and everyone's just like, nah. But yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. We both just pulled the face, by the way, where we were just stoned and didn't have anything.
Australians are possibly the friendliest.
That you've encountered, obviously.
Definitely, and they're good at tipping as well.
Well done. In the UK,
definitely not.
What would you like to see done more? We've covered that. How do you advertise your business? Or what do you think has been the most successful way of you advertising your business? To get work, really.
So obviously mainly through social media.
Okay, good to hear. Love to hear that.
Yeah. I could be better at that though, to be honest. Like LinkedIn, that's possibly the one I don't use the most, and I know that's possibly the best place to go for business.
Well, corporate definitely. Potentially.
It's just that one confuses me more than others. But other than that, it's just putting up posters like the likes of Costa. You can do it for free. Sainsbury's and all that kind of place.
Well, you can put your posters up for free in those places,
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
nice. So. And what do you use? What other sources of advertising have you used? So posters, social media.
Obviously my website.
Obviously there's groups and social.
Yeah.
And they're kind of where you've started.
I've done a lot of those.
Still been fairly successful.
Yeah.
Word of mouth is the number one.
Definitely.
I knew that was going to happen because it always is. But obviously, all of these angles are the start of word of mouth.
It helps as well being a member of the Magic Circle because that puts you up a level. Not that it really should, but it does because it is the most prestigious magic club
in the
world.
Okay, we're going to move on to the present now. So and we're going to talk about the future. We've kind of focused on what you're at right now. I'm going to look at the future. What are you most excited about for you, your business, being a magician for the next 12 to 18 months?
I mean, I get this a lot with other business people as well. What's like my end goal, my main goal that I'm working towards? To be fair, I don't really know. I don't have like one main goal. I guess I set myself different little goals to try and achieve, but that makes it more interesting for me instead of just having the one thing.
Okay.
So,
have you got a goal, one of those goals right now that you can share?
I mean, I want to try and combine my love for flying and magic. So like with my local airfield, I think we've talked about this in the past, making an aircraft disappear.
If you want to see that now, if you want to see that, you have to like write or tell, what's the local airfield?
Stapleford.
Stapleford?
Stapleford.
Stapleford, right. You need to, if you're listening to this and you want to see Ben make an airplane disappear, write to Stapleford and tell him that you want
to
see that.
And also write to Lord Alan Sugar, because that's the guy I want to make his aircraft disappear.
There we go. If you want to see that happen, then do it. Help Ben on his quest.
That'd be good. That's a good one. Other than that, I'd like to give maybe doing cruise ship entertainment a go, or going abroad again. I love travelling.
So what's your, at the minute, what, I try to incorporate some questions where if people are listening, they can take a few bits or pieces away that hopefully help them no matter what business they're in. So for you, what is your favourite or most productive tool that you're using at the moment that's helping you in your business? So it might be an app, be tech, it might be a website, might be some place that's really great at customer service that's really helps you.
I guess Marvin's Magic, for one. That's very, very helpful, because obviously when I'm there, I can't really be a magician. I'm more of a salesperson.
Okay.
But that helps me be a better magician as well. Because like I've got to go by a script there, whereas when I perform, I don't really use the script. I'm more just impromptu.
Okay.
It makes it more fun for me and I guess the guests as well. But I guess that helps me word things better and just be able to approach more people.
So the resource that Marvin's Magic has given you has helped you to
sell,
but also learn.
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else?
I guess as well, this is possibly a strange one, being positive in general. Like I see so many people who, you know, are negative but don't mean to be about their businesses, always say the bad things, never look at the bad. It's like, even this isn't really a business example, but like last night coming home from Marvin's Magic, I made the stupid decision of getting on the bus home instead of the train, which took me 3 hours instead of the train, which could have taken me an hour, but it was just so much queuing and stuff. I was like,
that right now.
Yeah, and I phoned my mum. And she was like, oh, well, you should have done this, you should have done that. It's like, stop being negative. I'm on the bus, there's nothing I can do. Just be positive about it, I'll be home eventually. And
she's like,
but be realistic. It's like, you can be realistic and be positive as well. I hope my mum doesn't listen to this. But
just say sorry now.
Yeah, sorry, mum.
I get it. You're in a scenario because you made a choice. That is what it is.
Yeah, it's just about anything. Just be positive about stuff, and I think better things will come, and more things will happen. The more positive you are.
Did you do any magic on the bus?
No.
I feel like I'm one of them people that if I could do magic, I would just do it.
I've done it on the train before.
I'm sure I wouldn't.
I mean, in actual fact, years ago, before I went to Australia, I had a friend over from America who was also a magician, and we were just sitting on the train, just showing each other magic. And there's this girl sitting opposite who got interested, started showing her stuff. I kept in contact with her, like got her number, not through wanting to date or anything, just did. And then when I went to Australia, because she was from Australia and she moved back, I contacted her and I stayed at her house for a couple of weeks. Like that helped me get to Australia.
Amazing. Yeah. No, it's good. And again, that's about being positive, because you just included somebody else and you were just doing stuff and you just went with it.
It's like as well, people always say how lucky I am with traveling with it and being sponsored, being a member of the Magic Circle and just getting all the stuff I want. But I wouldn't say that's being lucky. That's just me working hard and having a positive mindset.
Amazing. Definitely a great message. I think luck is the combination of hard work and opportunity combined, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Working hard and putting yourself in that space to have the luck.
I think it's like recently as well, I went through a breakup. Was I negative about it? No, I was more positive. I was like, okay, I can let that, that's, I've learned a lot from that, but now I can achieve all this, and since then I've achieved a lot more.
So. Amazing. Yeah. Scenario question. And again, this is normally for kind of aimed at a variety of business, so I don't know necessarily how it works, but again, it's along the same advice of giving some advice. If someone is just out of school, out of college, university, or is unemployed, and you are advertising, I don't know, to mentor them, or you are advertising a position, or maybe it's just some advice about starting out, what do you think they could do to get your interest as for someone, or as an interest in what they do?
Generally in anything, not just being a magician. Anything. I was going to say, because I wouldn't hire anyone to be a magician for me.
Of course,
That's revealing secrets, that's naughty.
What about a glamorous assistant though? No?
Could do, maybe.
Well, but anyways, okay, maybe not for you, but maybe just in general, what do you think people can do in life? I mean, you mentioned positive.
A big part of it, but just...
What do you think they can do to stand out?
I mean, most people say, oh, you know, get all the grades and all that kind of stuff that you need for it. Well, I hated school. I've not used any of that. I mean, you don't need grades to be a magician. I guess you kind of need to act. I never thought I could, but yeah, I it works for me. I get paid from it, so, you know, clearly it works. But just try and work hard at your goals and you will achieve them.
So have a goal.
I mean, yeah, a few goals. Yeah. And just work towards them. Don't let anyone stop you.
That's it, really. Yeah, cool. And last question, which is, after I've bombarded you with loads of questions, I always now give the opportunity for you to ask a question back.
Oh, God.
And you get to put me on the spot. Whatever question you want, obviously I don't know what you're going to ask, but do you have a question that you'd like me to answer or try to answer? Or
let's see, what got you interested in doing all of this, podcasts and stuff?
Okay, a couple of reasons for podcasting. I do a lot of media production, so I work a lot with video and with graphics and pictures. Sound has been less, but what I found is I do love podcasts. I love to learn and listen to interviews and what people are doing. And then I'm really trying to focus on not trying to go really far afield, actually try to grow my business within my own borough, which is Redbridge, but also in Essex in the area, / London, and really focus on that area. And I found that not a lot of people were, or there isn't a resource to find out about what's going on in the area for businesses. Mm-hmm. And also starting out and hearing the story, I really find that really interesting for me. So there's a couple of things I learn from it. I find it really interesting and engaging to meet new people and hear where they are in the business, what they got planned and their story. And also I hope that it will grow a following, so people will hear different interviews of different people, and hopefully my end goal really is that other people get some work from it, that someone listens to it and goes, I really want a magician, or I really want to work on my health and fitness, or whatever. All the interviews I've done, that it leads to something for them and in the local community. Really, that's my goal and why I started it. Hopefully it all will, and I'm going for kind of the long game, if you like. This will be episode 8 or 9, but I don't necessarily expect it will be tomorrow someone will hear it and it will happen. But one day I'm hoping that someone will go, I heard your podcast, I heard you on Simply Creates podcast, and so I wanted a magician, and that, and then you know that it's brought you value at some point. That's basically the aim, to help and support. So if you know anybody else who would be good for the interview, or you're listening to this and you know someone who might live in the area that would be good for the interview, then please get in touch.
Cool.
Then finally, before I say thank you, let everybody know where they can get in contact with you.
So my website is www.bens-magic.com, and on all social media it's just at bens-magic.
There you go. So get in contact. If you heard it and liked the interview, obviously let him know. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. And thank you very much for your time. It's much appreciated. I wish you all the best. I know that we're going to be working on something soon, so if you listen to this, you're going to see something soon. Really excited about that. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please make sure you subscribe to the channel, leave a review, and any comments with any feedback would be much appreciated.